listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio.
This is Jackie King-Turner. You're listening to your radio station, Stratford Community Radio, and my show is called This Much I Know, which is not how much I know, but it's the wisdom of my guests. And it's Shakespeare's birthday weekend in Stratford today, and I have just literally hot-footed it from the birthday parade, in belly dance costume plus fairy wings, which was a first. Luckily, I've managed to get changed. It was going to be a tough call, but I managed to, apart from the makeup's still there, but we do occasionally have a webcam, don't we? Is it working today?
No.
Thank goodness. But anyway, otherwise I thought I could scare people around the world in my belly dancing costume. Anyway, I'm feeling quite weird up here today because the rest of Miramar are downstairs in Henley Street busking, and here I am up in SCR. And anyway, I have to say thank you to the Embassy Club because I've left my car there today. Very, very grateful. Anyway, meanwhile here at SCR, we're on our best behaviour because one of my guests is Jonathan Baker, who is the headmaster of Shipston High School. Welcome to SCR.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
And it's a pleasure. And he's brought with him his head girl, Victoria Botting. Hello, Victoria.
Hello.
And head boy, Callum Ashton. Hello, Callum.
Hiya.
Callum's brought his guitar in today. So we're going to have some sounds as well in a bit. Now, Shipston High School is one of the area's educational success stories, isn't it? It's had some fab Ofsted reports. And indeed, I can report that students from outside the catchment area are flocking to apply to attend. Speaking of people in our village who are outside the catchment area who want to send their children there. So that is a good thing. And I think it's probably fair to say it wasn't always the case. So I'm curious to find out a bit more about the transformation. And we'll hear some music from Callum in a bit. If you've got any questions, then send them in to me at info@myscr.co.uk. And can I also remind you to look at the This Much I Know Facebook page, which will have photos hopefully from today and also information about future guests. And I put the photo of Dr. Angie Williams and me from Cardiff University, Angie Williams that is, not me, on the Facebook page last night.
MySCR.co.uk.
We are here talking headmasters and schools, particularly improved schools, and I have to say I do feel a bit like I have to be on my best behaviour, and isn't that a weird behavioural thing that goes back far too many years than I'd like to mention. But anyway, Jonathan, how did you get into teaching in the first place?
That's a very long story, Jackie, but I guess...
An hour and a half.
Okay, well, it started off, I guess, when I was at school, and I was always very keen on English, was my favourite subject, and when I left school and finished university, I thought I'd like to go and be a bit like a missionary, you know, spread the word, no pun intended. So I started off my life as a teacher of English, and my ambition, I have to say, when I started, was just to be a head of English, and that's what I ended up doing for 10 years in a large comprehensive school in the Midlands. And really, it was only after I'd sort of been there for 10 years, I thought I got very interested in school organisation and the management of schools, and that's when I decided to start going up towards the headship route.
And is it one of those things where a lot of people in the early stages of management look at what their seniors are doing and think, I can do better than that?
No, actually, I was very lucky. I worked with some super, really fantastic head teachers, and I guess that was quite inspirational in a way. So I still look back to them when I'm sort of... when I have decisions to make and things to do, I often think back to their example. So I think for me, it was actually the opposite. It was actually thinking, no, I'd like to aspire to be like that.
Be as good as they are.
Yes, in different ways. I think, you know, I've worked for quite a few heads and they're all very good in their different ways. So you sort of try and pick the best bits, cherry pick the best bits of each of their sort of style of leadership.
And I have to say that's maybe an awkward question when you have two of your pupils here.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Because you don't want people mumbling dissent in the ranks staff room.
I'm sure there is some of that too.
And how long have you been at Shipston?
I have been at Shipston just one year longer than Callum and Vicky. This is my sixth year. So it's been six very happy years. It's a brilliant school.
And did you move to the school as the headmaster?
I did, yes. I was very lucky. I was looking for a small school, having worked all my life in large comprehensive schools. And I remember, you know, saying goodbye to the year 11. And often I'd sort of shake my hand and think, I don't think I've ever spoken to you, or I don't think I even know your name. And that's what sort of got me interested in working in a small school. And what's really great about Shipston is the fact that you know all the students, you know all the staff. I mean, I've worked in schools where even the staff don't know each other. So it's really fantastic. And I know, I can remember to this day when I paid my first visit to the high school, I was just bowled over by the atmosphere there and the friendliness and the enthusiasm of the students. So it's a really great place.
Well, as we mentioned on the phone when we spoke during the week, it's where I go for my belly dancing classes.
Absolutely. Well, we have that's one of the nice things about the school. It really is at the heart of the community, and the community do play an enormous part in the school.
Indeed, and I also commented on your new carpet. So we are, as a belly dancers, what's the name of the room we go in?
The community lounge. Yes, it's our latest project. We're gradually refurbishing the whole school, and that was our latest project, to put a new carpet. And we had a great deal of debate over the colour of that carpet, you'll be pleased to know, and the colour of the blinds. Some people are not sure whether we got it quite right, but I think you quite like it, don't you?
We like it.
Good.
We like it, although when you're doing particularly aerobic moves, then it gives a bit of drag, actually. We noticed your feet don't slip on it so much. But no, we did prefer it to the other one,
actually, because
that was in need of repair, wasn't it, really? So, no, that's fab. It's very entertaining coming in, seeing all the notes on the board and wondering what people have been doing there that day. You must use it for exams and stuff, don't you?
It gets used all the time during the day and in the evenings, yes.
Indeed.
So we have sort of classes in there or meetings in there, or community use it, or students use it for various things.
And one of the things that there is an Ofsted report for the school, which
there is
the one that is pretty glowing, actually. It's very impressive. And one of the things that came across was that the pupils project themselves as very polite and responsible and respectful. And that has to be about Callum and Victoria kind of smiling wryly to themselves here. Do you feel like you're polite, responsible, respectable, or whatever? Or is it just how you are naturally?
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
There's something we call like the ships and spirit, which we think happens around school, and it just happens naturally. So we all open doors for each other, and I think it comes in with the fact that we all know each other, so we're all like friends in the school, so therefore you're polite to each other. I think it just comes to you. It's not forced, and we're not told to do it, which makes it even better, really.
Yeah, definitely.
And is that something that you've noticed, I guess, because if you've been at the school about the same time as your head, I mean, is that something that's improved over time, or is that something that Shipston's always had?
I think a bit of both, really.
Yeah, I think it's been good since we've started. We've always been kind of, not we've always been well behaved, but it's always been kind of well behaved.
Oh, you have to have the odd blot on your coffee book, don't you?
If it was there when we started, then you just pick up things from people anyway, so it's just a chain reaction then. From any new people that come, looking at the older people as well. So,
oh yeah, but the older girls and boys are dead cool, aren't they? When you're in year seven, you look at them and you think, oh, I will never be as big a grown up as that. So, what do you think you've done to make the big difference to the school? Because let's face it, I can remember the days when everyone used to joke that the police always did a round of Shipston at 9:30 to pick up the truants and things, and it's not like that anymore.
No, it's definitely not like that, and it's not what I've done. It's very much a team effort, and you know, I'm lucky to have a fantastic staff, a really truly fantastic staff who, I mean, if you added up all the extra hours that they put in, I'm sure Vicky and Callum would back me up on this. You know, they really are dedicated, and that's what makes a successful school. It's not down to the head, it's down to the team. And also, I will say, it's down to the students. And I will say it about Vicky and Callum, they're two outstanding students, and they've done a fantastic amount for the school on their own. And the great thing about Shipston is we do encourage students to show initiative and use their initiative. And I hope when you chat to Vicky and Callum later, they'll tell you about some of the things they've done on their own initiative, which
are
absolutely outstanding. And I've talked to Vicky about her, you know, charity work. It's exceptional. And talked to Callum about his, you know, contributions to the music and drama and so on. Absolutely outstanding. Well, we're going to hear some music, aren't we, Callum, later on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We will.
This is Stratford Community Radio.
This is Jackie King Turner. You're listening to your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. And I am joined by Jonathan Baker, headmaster of Shipston High School, and the head girl and boy, Victoria and Callum. And Victoria's dad has just stepped in, which I think is jolly brave of him, because he didn't know he was coming on the radio or even staying to watch, but he has been, or even listen, actually. But my next question was that. Oh, it's a statement, really, that the parents seem to like what you're doing, Jonathan, at school, you and your team. Having looked at the Ofsted report, statistically, there are a lot of very positive comments from the parents, very little where people are dissatisfied. And I thought it was quite interesting. I'd like to get your view on that. And also, as we have a dad here, a dad of two head girls, no less. Wow, peer pressure on you then. what your view is about it. Of course, sitting next to the headmaster does... rather predisposed to a positive comment, doesn't it?
I guess it does. I suppose I can really just take it back to the very early days of when we went to see the school first of all, and that was with my eldest daughter. And yes, it did have a bad reputation, but I can remember the fact that it was a small school, and I can really remember this thing that has come out about the Shipston spirit. I think the thing that most impressed me singly was how many of the pupils were there helping out on the evening when you went to have a look at the school, and it must have been 50% of the pupils. And you say to yourself, well, heck, if they like it so much, there must be something good happening at this particular school. And to be honest, we've been absolutely delighted with it. Both of my children have done extremely well there, not only academically, but they actually enjoy going there as well. And the fact that it's got a great team, the fact that it is a small school, I think all adds into that. And I'm absolutely delighted with the school.
Well, I suppose they've got the rest of their lives to go out and be in a booming metropolis with millions of people they don't know. But while they're teenagers and changing and growing up or whatever, there must be so much good about being in a more family-related environment.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And the fact that you might be in a larger school doesn't necessarily mean that you meet and get to know more people. It's about the fact that I think they actually meet associate with more people being at a smaller school, because there is that spirit there, and probably not the amount of possible trouble and aggravation and grouping that you potentially get in a much larger school.
And how do you feel about that? I mean, the feedback for you must be very gratifying.
Yeah, it was. Although actually we do a formal sort of survey of parents every 2 years, and the responses have been improving every year on year. And we do try and have an open door policy with parents, so if they've got a concern, they feel they can come into school and talk to us. And certainly if a parent rings, we have a sort of unofficial policy that we always try and ring back the same day. So we do get constant sort of feedback from parents. And I'm not saying it's all 100% perfect. We still, like every school, we have our issues. But I think we do try hard. And as Andrew said, because we're a small school and we're dealing with fewer parents, it makes it that little bit easier.
And I've actually just had a question in from a listener. What does Jonathan and the staff stroke governors, or even should be, what do Jonathan and the staff governors look for in their prefects during the rather scary sounding selection process? And then getting to be a prefect is obviously a lot more rigorous, at least from the students' perspective, than it was in our day.
I guess what we're really looking for is potential, and that's the real joy of actually doing it, because some students... You're looking to see, well, what would they do with that responsibility? And it's always interesting to see how students turn out. And it's not always the most, the one you expect, students you expect that do really well. So that's part of the joy of the selection process. And what is nice is actually to see how all the prefects really blossom in their role, and how they really develop in maturity and responsibility. And as I said earlier on, when you talk to Callum and Vicky about some of the things they've been doing, I think you'll see exactly what I mean.
And so just so we get this, I understand it, you have to be a prefect first before you can go forward to the headship.
To be a head prefect, yeah. So it's like a sort of two hurdles. I have to get across the first hurdle first. But I have to say, being a prefect is open to every student in year 11. Some decide not to, they don't want to apply. Some apply first time round and don't get successful, but then they're allowed to apply again and they can be successful.
So are you not the heads for the whole year then? Is it only for part of it?
Oh, no, for the whole of the... year of that we're in year 11.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the process isn't too scary, is it, really?
No,
because we've known the head teachers and the senior management team the whole time we've been there, so it's just a chance to just write everything down that we've done on paper, and then just like talk about it and say what we could do. So even though it sounds quite scary to somebody who may not
go to, they did have to do a formal presentation, didn't you?
Yes,
you're
yeah.
asked to make a formal presentation to the panel and then answer questions on it and then be interviewed.
It's all good training for the future, though.
Well, particularly, yes, Victoria was saying while the trap was on that you want to go and work, do some work experience for a politician.
Yes.
So being up in, tell us more about that, but being up in front of people and taking questioning is probably all grist to the mill.
Yes, well, I'd like to be a journalist when I'm older, and going to do A-levels in English language and government and politics and some other subjects like maths and things like that to keep my options open. But yeah, so obviously all the public speaking we do at school and with the role of head girl and any work experience I can get in any field, because journalism's so broad, at the moment, and even this being on the radio station is fab, and fab experience for it as well. So yeah,
well, anyone listening who thinks they may be able to provide anything, send the information, send your email in to me, info@myscr.co.uk, or if you can't do it, well, you can do it now, can't you, basically, but if for any reason you don't or think about it later, then send the information to our Facebook page, This Much I Know, because that's the best way to reach us when we are off air. So you can, if you have any ideas for work experience for budding journalists, then send them in. Yes, it does sound quite tough. What happens to the people that don't get the job?
As I say, we then debrief them. If they're unsuccessful, then we will have a debrief. And normally what we say to them is, no, okay, you weren't quite ready up for it this time, but because we actually start the process when they're at the end of year 10, when that's the last but one year in school. And then we say we'll have another chance at the beginning of year 11. So most students who want to actually do eventually become prefects, if not at the first time, because we like to give the opportunity to as many students in year 11 as we can.
And do they still support you, even if they didn't get the job?
Yes, definitely, I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's not so we've fallen out with them or anything. We're all really good friends.
You know, this is like one of those hello interviews, isn't it? You know? It's kind of, oh, no, we're all best friends. We're all one big team.
No, that's actually true. That's actually true. We actually had a record. Yeah. We actually had a record number applied for the senior positions this time. And we actually had to interview over 2 days. And in the past, we've done it over 1 day. We had to do it over 2 days. So, you know, there was a lot of competition. But no, actually, the nice thing is, I think all the students are quite happy with the result. They know it's fair, they know it's done fairly, and they accept it, and they all get on.
Well, the cliche of a teenager backing off and not wanting to get involved is clearly blown out of the water by both you two and your colleagues, your peers at school, I guess. And that must be testimony to the team, I guess, because, again, you know, I know it was a very long time ago, but it wasn't always the aspirational thing to want to get to a position of responsibility in school. Sometimes it was easier to keep your head down. So, but then if you know you can make a difference with stuff, then I guess it's worth doing.
MyScr.co.uk.
One of the things that you mentioned was that you're very involved in charity work, aren't you, Victoria?
Yes.
So we have to give that a big up. We like charity work here. The Stratford Community Radio. We're all volunteers, so we like people who give something back. Tell us more about that.
Well, I think charity is really important. And when I was applying to be head girl, that was one of the things I wanted to do at the school, which was to have lots of charity events, to not only as a head girl give something back to the school, but to give back something back to other people and to highlight that we are privileged compared to other people. So we did lots and lots of fundraising. We've had cake sales, non-school uniform, we've had teachers in fancy dress, we've had special assemblies, one of the main events, and we've raised over £1,000 in all for everything, for loads and loads of different charities. So we did the Haiti Fund, Comet Relief, Children in Need, Macmillan, and lots more. Anthony Nolan, which is a charity really close to my family's heart. But the main one event which we did was for Children in Need, which was solely organised by the senior student team. And it was it's a knockout style competition, which I made like a whole folder with lots of plans before of how to do it and everything. And in lunchtimes, we had like year 7 one lunchtime, year 8 one lunchtime, and they all went against each other doing different tasks, which were like slightly linked to things at school. So like a sum for maths, and then trying to find places on a map in geography and things like that, so to link it to it. But it was who did the assault course the quickest time got through. And then on the Friday of that week, we had an assembly which I led with some other people, and we had like a limbo to see who would win, and we had a one form 9SD which won. And then we had a teacher versus prefect off, in a way.
Limboing?
No, not a limbo.
Oh, shame. Now that would have been worth seeing.
It was their kind of... it was a few things that we did from the assault course. So we had like a music quiz, and we had teachers jumping over hockey sticks the fastest. We had to see who could tell the best joke, and unfortunately the teachers won. But it was all good fun, and again, public speaking for me, we held that assembly ourselves and everyone had really good fun and it was a great day. It was really good, very busy and hectic, but it was all worth it, yeah.
And do you find that the teachers enter into everything in good spirit?
Definitely, yeah. We always have talent shows at the end of the year and stuff, and there's always teachers up there dressing up, dancing or doing something.
Jonathan doing his I Can Play Three Chords of Cream.
I tend to keep a low profile.
He tends to be the commentator.
Excellent. So how do you choose which charities you raise money for?
Well, whichever's coming up, I just see which one's coming up and we just say, oh, let's raise money for that, really. It's mainly the larger ones that we do at school because more people know about them and it covers... it like can touch everybody really. If it's a children's charity, we're all children and so we're helping other people and things like that, and like Macmillan Coffee Morning, like lots of people in the area and in the school have been helped by the, or affected by like cancers and stuff. So I think the ones we pick are a wide range to all people and are beneficial to lots, and people give a lot of money because they know it's going to a really good cause.
And it sounds like you get really good engagement amongst the other pupils at the school. They really want to take part in it.
Well, definitely. I think if you do it in a fun way, then people see the need and want to do it. And like fundraising isn't like, oh, I'm giving all my pocket money away. It's like, oh, we're doing this for fun. And then seeing a serious reason behind it. We also did for the first year, Jeans for Jeans Day as well this year at school. So we all wore jeans, which made the uniform look a bit different, but it was very good.
Excellent. I think it's so nice hearing that tales of people being successful, teenagers making a difference. I think, hope that, God, that sounds really patronising. It wasn't meant to. But there are so many bad news stories coming out, particularly from the more metropolitan areas, that it's really nice to get some good news stories.
Well, I think if I can just butt in there and say what's nice too is that most of the fundraising is actually at the initiation of the students. You know, they will come to us and say, you know, we've just heard about something like the Haiti appeal. A lot of students came up to me and said, look, we've just heard terrible news about the disaster in Haiti. Could we please do some fundraising? And that's how it sort of starts. So it's actually student driven, which I think is again why it's been so successful. And we were actually very pleased, delighted that we managed to raise £500 for one of these shelter boxes, which is the Rotary organisation, as you know, actually instigated. And we managed to pay for one of these shelter boxes, which provides accommodation for up to 10 people. And that was sent out to Haiti, so that was from our school. So that was great.
Well, you know, you've really made a difference to some. I mean, the coverage of that broke my heart.
Definitely.
So you've really made a difference doing that.
This is Stratford Community Radio.
This is Jackie King-Turner. You've been listening to your radio station, Stratford Community Radio. And a huge thank you to Jonathan Baker, headmaster of Shipston High School, and his superb head girl and boy, Victoria Botting and Callum Ashton. And a special thank you to Callum for that marvellous playing. Huge futures ahead for you two, I forecast. And thank you to Sam for the technical input, very much necessary today, lots to do. And thank you also to Andrew for contributing when you weren't anticipating being asked to say anything at all. And remember to look at the Facebook page, This Much I Know, for the latest information and photos.
You're listening to SCR, Stratford Community Radio, online at myscr.co.uk.